Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The Real Reason, Luke 10, verse 20. Rejoice that your name is written in heaven. Think back about the times when you felt that a miracle had taken place in your life. In fact, just remember the times when you rejoiced because God had protected you as you made a long journey with no accidents or incidents. Certainly we are to rejoice in all things. But as I read this passage in Luke 10, I am wondering if we focus too much attention on specific answers to prayer. If we see God at work in a particular situation, we jump and shout for joy. But if we do not experience the same sort of answer, we tend to ignore God's blessings. Jesus tells his followers the real reason for us to rejoice is that we have our name written in heaven. Our most fantastic blessing is that we receive eternal life the moment we were born again. We experience another great blessing when we share our faith with someone who opens their heart to the Lord. There are times when we witness to someone and feel them reject our testimony. It no doubt causes us to feel discouraged. But days, weeks, months, even years later and thousands of miles away, that person may feel the tug of the Holy Spirit and remember that we shared with them. Only eternity will reveal the fruit of our faithful ministry. Hang in there, faithful believer. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. Praise the Lord. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.
Pastor Cecil reminds us regularly of the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailydevotional.com and clicking on the section that says, The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you follow along every day at the end of the year, you'll have worked your way through the entire Holy Bible, and you'll get to hear Pastor Cecil's special prayer for the day at the end of the reading. Please invite others who could use the encouragement to read or listen to today's devotional. If you're not currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals directly to your own email address, you can subscribe by going to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.